I can't believe we're on Module 5 already. This is very exciting. We're up to the Bagua, the 9 magic squares of life. The Bagua is an archetypal pattern for universal and personal change. It is a square that is divided into 8 smaller squares with 1 center. It originated from the I Ching, the Taoist book of changes. The Bagua chart is very important because this is where we get into the practical side of feng shui. We've learned all the philosophy and now we begin to apply it. Now we begin to understand it as an overlay to our own lives, to our spaces. And this is where the energy begins to form and we take control, so we change how it flows and what it does. This way, we begin to manifest the things that we want in our lives. Hence, the Bagua chart fits our dynamic truth number 4. Everything is always changing. So let's take a little moment to refresh ourselves about the Taoist philosophy. The Tao is called the way or the path. It is the never-ending, seamless, unbroken, connected process of change. And the notion of change is generated by the yin-yang principle of perpetual movement, completely interconnected, overlapping energy where nothing repeats itself except the change itself. As we already know, yin-yang is central to Chinese cosmology and hence to feng shui. Yin-yang can be symbolized by the sun and the moon. They are 2 opposing active forces in the universe. Polar opposites, if you will. Yin exists in yang, and yang exists in yin. This is the changing combination of negative and positive, light and dark, hot and cold. And this is the dynamic that keeps the world spinning and creates the qi of life force, or the breath of the universe. At the atomic or smallest visible point of life, an atom cannot be an atom without having positive and negative electrons whizzing about and creating the electrical chemical interactions which manifest as that thing we know as energy. No atoms, no life. No whizzing, no energy. And yet the beauty of the atoms and their interaction is that they are always changing. They are new in every moment in their configuration to each other. The I Ching, or the I Ching, depends on how you want to pronounce it, is called the Book of Change. There are 64 hexagrams, and each of these consists of 6 lines. The lines are straight, either broken or unbroken. The unbroken lines are yang energy, and the broken lines are yin. There are 64 possible combinations of these broken and unbroken lines, representing all of the possible stages of change in the universe. That's right, everything that can possibly happen in the universe is contained in these 64 hexagrams. The I Ching takes these changes and translates them to human matters. Through the I Ching, one can manage one's life and the changes that it brings with it each and every day. So please take a little break now and watch 2 short videos. I've given you 2 links, and go ahead and watch them so that you'll understand a little bit more about when we talk about the I Ching. The many-winged representation you see here with yin-yang at the center is really the I Ching characters with the names and the elements attached. It represents the Bagua chart in Compass School Feng Shui. The I Ching also represents the Bagua chart and the 5 elements that we learned about last module. The Bagua chart actually is the I Ching represented in 8 symbols or trigrams plus the center. The word Ba means 8 and the word Gua means trigram. So each square of the Bagua chart represents an element, a direction, a section of life, important passages, growth stages, and momentous occasions. At the very center is the yin-yang balance. Now, life itself circles around this central symbol. Each Bagua square is represented by a character, or what the Chinese call a ken. In handout number 1, Sarah Eggert created this beautiful Bagua chart for her company, Whimsical Feng Shui. The Bagua chart is also called a treasure map, and that's for getting what you desire in life. If you navigate it correctly and use it with your intentions, you can cultivate your treasures. The Bagua chart is also more than that. It mirrors the brain pattern of how we organize our thoughts and our lives. Now remember, we only use 12% of our brain with our conscious mind, and the other 88% is subconscious. And just like an astrology wheel, the Bagua chart follows a path or a pattern as it unfolds in the personality and the life path of the individual. Go ahead and watch the video and see the correlation of the two. If you already understand astrology, you already know this, but go ahead and have a little refresher anyway. There are other schools of feng shui that use an 8-sided or a hexagonal Bagua chart. That is compass school. We in form school, which is what you are studying, we use the square version. In feng shui, shape matters. Have a look at some international shapes for a moment and their connotation. In Africa, for example, the shape is a cone or a beehive because it represents thatched huts or circles with domes. This shape represents the fire element. In the Nordic lands, if you look from the air, the countries look like asymmetrical water shapes with land masses interwoven. Hence, that shape is water. Now, because of that distinction, the Nordic people might be more attuned to the compass school or to the hexagonal Bagua. The same goes for Japan and the islands that it represents. In the Mediterranean and in our Western culture, we have squares. Inside the squares are even more squares, courtyards and rectangular gardens. And this is Earth. There are 45-degree angles and 90-degree angles. That's why the square Bagua chart makes sense for us in the West. Form follows thought. Intention creates form. I enjoy the form school because it works better in our culture. We hold the power. We create the direction. It doesn't create us. We direct the chi life force exactly as we choose to. We are not at the behest of a compass. It's like guiding a team of horses pulling the carriage. We sit in the driver's seat to control the direction, the road, and the speed. The original form school was founded from the Zhangju, or the Book of Burial. Ancestor worship was an intrinsic and important part of the Chinese belief system. They believed that the spirits of the deceased directly affected the well-being of the living, and fortunes could be made or lost on the favorable location and the orientation of their ancestors' tombs to the village or to the grouping. Land form and waterways were intensely scrutinized to determine the location of the dragon's lair. Remember when we talked about the ancient shaman's quest and the belly of the dragon for the new village? This is the place where qi can be carried by the wind, feng, and settled in water, shui. As you will see, feng shui is both an art and a science, creative and expressive in application, and thoroughly backed by facts. And now we've come up to the place where we can really study the Bagua chart square by square. Please make sure that you've printed out handout number 2 for this section. The first gua is knowledge and self-cultivation. Now this gua has both a beginning and a return built right into itself. It is the point from which we have been educated and have trained ourselves, and the place from which we have gained our inspiration and our individuality. It is also the gua which keeps us nurturing our own intellectual and emotional growth and development. This is the gua that makes us who we are as unique and special beings. Knowledge and self-cultivation. This is the center of what we know and how we continue to foster our development. Hence, it is the perfect place in the home to situate a meditation room, a library, or a room or area filled with the symbols of where we have come from, the specific body of knowledge we have amassed, and direction we are headed. It is the gua we can always return to when we want to change our course or learn something new. The I Ching symbol of this gua is mountain. You will want to enhance this gua by putting icons and symbols when you are studying any subject at any time, like this course, for example. In any type of growth activity or learning quest, spiritual, psychological, and emotional. Wanting to cultivate a more peaceful and centered frame of mind. Or wanting to work in harmony with nature and the world. Wanting to balance work and rest. Wanting to increase the connection between your actions and your fulfillment at a deeper level. Or if you're just seeking a quiet heart. Now, how do you enhance this gua? You can enhance it by using the colors black, blue, and green. You can place something in this space to help you see your way. You can place books, tapes, or materials that you are currently studying or want to study. Post quotes or affirmations of inspirational sayings that pertain to your own intellectual, spiritual, and emotional growth. Personal things that relate to your own growth, past, present, and future. A comfortable chair, a good reading light, an area safe and quiet for meditation. Place in this gua a symbol of who or what you would like to be tomorrow, in a year, 5 years from now, and at the end of your life. As we move around the Bagua chart, we progress clockwise from internal, self-developing entities into social, interactive, and interdependent creatures. We begin with ourselves, and then we branch out to create partnerships. This is precisely how the Bagua chart resembles the astrological wheel in the development of the person and in the revelation of the person in all the facets of his or her life around the scope of the wheel. The Bagua chart does the same thing, only in a clockwise motion. It begins in the first corner with our individual intellectual and emotional development and moves into our first relationship with blood relatives in the health and family gua. The health and family gua is the second gua, and it's the next in our lineup. This area is concerned with developing a level of strength and stability to get us through the passages of our lives. We have family bonds to help us and to love us. We move into this square from the previous square of self-development, only in this gua, we have help. This is our closest next of kin, our flesh and blood. From this union, we move out into society. But right here, in this gua, we have the opportunity to heal, mend, and bond with those close and relational ties. We can be ourselves in this gua. This is the gua of ancestor energy. It is also the gua of chosen family and close friends who are like family. It means this is the place for the people who have your best interests at heart and you theirs. The I Ching symbol for this gua is thunder. That's the place where you huddle together in protection when the thunder claps and roars outside. You can enhance your health and family gua when you are wanting to improve your relationship with family, facing a health challenge, surgery, or even recovering from it, competing in sports, revitalizing your own health and life, strengthening your ties to the biological family or the family of your choice, showing respect for your roots and your family's heritage, or if you're just grateful to and for your ancestors. You enhance this gua by using the colors of blues and greens. You can add healthy, thriving plants, let in plenty of sunlight, add posters, paintings, photos, icons of health, blooming flowers, colorful gardens, and lush landscapes. Anything made from wood, floral prints in linens, upholstery, wallpaper, and accessories. Quotes or affirmations pertaining to health and family. Family heirlooms, mementos, awards, coats of arms, or items that have to do specifically with health and family. Our next progression along the Bagua chart is into an area of how we appear to the world through the consciousness we hold of what we deserve, i.e. of our wealth and prosperity. And then in the following gua, we can see how society reacts to us. It's our first experience of real social feedback. So in wealth and prosperity, in this gua, it's all about our resources and how we manifest abundance in our lives. For some, wealth and prosperity means money. For others, it may be a flock of goats, a plenitude of friends, freedom of speech, facility of movement, a successful commune, or ease of communication and exchange. For many, this is the gua of blessings and being grateful for all that we have in the material and spiritual realms. This gua promotes the slow, steady, balanced, and honest accumulation of the riches both for the inside and the outside of us. In this gua, we achieve the outward security that the previous gua gave us for the inside. The I Ching symbol is wind, and as you know, we always use water to balance this wind. You will want to enhance your wealth and prosperity area when you are needing to generate more abundance in your life, be it cash, friends, blessings, or all concerns. If you want to raise money for a special purpose, personal or community, want to increase the inflow or the outflow of abundance in any one or many areas of your life. If you want to increase fortunate blessings that lead you to right action and being in the right place at the right time. If you want to expand your consciousness and the container you have for holding blessings. If you just simply want to open your heart to inflow and increase. You can enhance this gua by using the colors red and purple, adding chimes, crystals, windsocks, mobiles, fish, live fish or pictures of them, and this will increase the chi in this area. You can add photos, artwork, icons, figures that represent abundance and prosperity flowing into you. Create your own images of wealth and abundance and depict them in this area. You can use pictures, symbols, icons, or maybe even just coins. Place a fountain of flowing water to activate the chi in this area. Be sure to have a container to catch the water or all of your abundance in this area. Place depictions of flowing and abundant water, streams, rivers, and waterfalls in this area. Just make sure that the water flows into the area and not out of it. Add quotes or affirmations of wealth and prosperity in this gua. They can be your own or others. Place plants with coin-shaped leaves and plants with red and purple blossoms in this gua. Have your family or living partners contribute their own images to this area so everyone can prosper. The next gua is fame and reputation. This is the gua in which you are recognized by society for your accomplishments. I like to think of it as the positive feedback gua. This gua is the external reciprocal return of what society thinks of you and of your presentation in society. What do you want that to be? The I Ching says the dedicated person clings to what is right and thereby shapes the world. When our reputation is good in the community, we succeed. This gua helps us strive for integrity in all of our social dealings. We can always change the perception and the feedback we receive with our actions and intentions. Characteristics of this gua are acts of kindness and graciousness. The I Ching symbol of this gua is fire. You will want to enhance your feedback area when you desire more recognition personally or professionally, want to establish or enhance a good reputation in your community, aspire to be well known and respected for something that you do or are, or if you'd like to win awards, prizes, and public recognition for your achievements. You can enhance this gua by using the colors of red and gold. Place diplomas, achievements, awards, certificates, and commendations in this area. Use triangular, conical, or pyramid-shaped things. Light the room well with pictures, candles, sunshine, lamps. Place quotes or affirmations that pertain to the kind of fame and reputation you want. Place things made from animals, leather, feathers, artwork in this area. If you want to win awards and you haven't won them yet, then buy an icon or an award of what you want to receive and place it there. Coming up next is the love and marriage gua. The I Ching symbol of this gua is earth, and it represents the yin energy of the planet, which is both receptive and yielding. The receptive energy is as powerful as the giving energy of yang. This gua is guided by feminine energy and those principles. It is about creating intimacy, sensuality, and mutual reciprocation stemming from the solid core of self-love. It is about partnership and both entities receiving their highest good from the interaction. It encourages being open and receptive to the creative impulses of life. When you speak of business or community building, this gua represents the partnership of the entity to the outside world. As we progress into love and marriage or partnership, this is where we pick our new partner and family, and with them we create our own team of choice with which we desire to move forward into the world. It is important to notice that we are whole and complete and socially received before we move into this gua of partnership. This means we bring our individualized self into the partnership and we combine with another entity of equal stature and wholeness to form a mutual bond, and we move together now as a pair. You will want to enhance your love and marriage gua when you desire a life partner or a business partner. If you want to improve the relationship you already have, if you are looking to develop a better and more loving relationship with yourself, if you're desirous to attract or improve relationships that you have with friends, clients, customers, and business relations, You enhance this gua by using the colors pinks, white, apricot, and peach. You can add pictures, quotes, and affirmations regarding your significant other or the person that you wish to attract. Make sure that you have two of everything in this gua. Single items reinforce your desire to be alone. So create pairs of things to signify a partnership. This can be anything from a pair of dolphins to a pair of hearts to apples. But there has to be two to make it balanced, even, and reciprocal. This applies to nightstands, lamps, pillows, and towels as well. Use shapes that are square or rectangle. Create a wish book with pictures that represents the kind of relationship you desire. Or place pictures of your current relationship now, which captures the moments that you wish to create more of. The more specific you are, the easier it is for the universe to bring you that specific relationship. The next gua is children and creativity. This gua naturally follows partnership because it represents the offspring of a powerful, balanced, and working partnership. This can represent your physical children, your creative children, or the child inside of you whom you encourage to be playful and creative. The I Ching symbol of this gua is lake. Now this is the gua for your inner creative genius to live, to come alive and thrive. It's the gua for joy, humor, happiness, inspiration, and all without any judgment. I call it the awe gua. Let the joy and happiness of this gua become infectious and playful in your life. You will want to enhance your children and creativity area when you yearn to become more creative in all aspects of your life. When you're involved in a creative project or you want to be involved in one. If you feel creatively blocked. If you want to explore and develop your inner child and enhance those qualities. You want to improve your relationship with children. Or if you want to have children of your own. You enhance this gua with colors of whites and pastels. The shapes are ovals, circles, and arches. Place whimsical items in this gua, toys, stuffed animals, childlike art. Add quotes or affirmations that encourage your creativity and childlike wonder. Place things of metal in this gua, like pewter, brass, steel, silver, or gold. Place things that relate to children or have been made by children in this area, or things you've made yourself, either as a child or as an adult. Place handmade things in this gua. Place positive memorabilia from your own childhood in this area. Place creative materials such as colored paper, paints, crayons, etc. All kinds of play things in this area. The next gua is helpful people and travel. This is the gua that brings in support from all the people who assist you in aligning your purpose in life. It represents everyone and everything from firemen to dentists, teachers, to doctors, to mentors, counselors, and all the earthly helpers that assist you in living your daily life. This is the gua of angels and your support staff, like the people you pay for their services. The travel portion of this gua has to do with taking trips, but also with the more metaphysical concept of time and motion, synchronicity, or how things happen for you at precisely the right time. Or as they say in sketch comedy, timing is everything. The I Ching symbol for this gua is heaven. It represents heaven on earth. You will want to enhance this gua when you desire to align your purpose with your life. When you want to attract the right mentor, teacher, or colleague into your life. If you need to attract more clients, customers, and employees in your life. If you want to serve more. If you want to feel more connected to your spiritual or religious belief system. If you are planning on moving to a new home, a location, or an office. You enhance this gua by using the colors whites, grays, and blacks. You can place reminders of all the helpful people in your life in this gua. You can use posters, quotes, affirmations of guides or gods, goddesses, angels, those that influence you. You can place posters, pictures, and brochures of where you would like to travel or places where you have traveled that have brought you support and inspiration. Place here items that have a spiritual meaning or a connection for you. Items or reminders connected to teachers, instructors, benefactors, clients, customers, or employees that you either want to attract into your life or you wish to pay tribute to. Place here reminders of places and locations in the world that are sacred to you. Create a small altar or a place of thanksgiving for all the help and inspiration you receive from the contributors to your life. You can also have an angel box for requests and wishes for additional blessings from helping and helpful people. The next gua that we come across is career. This gua is the home of the water element. Therefore, career is fluid, it is shapeable, and it is determined by the container which holds it. The I Ching symbol is water. In this gua, people who have unstable career issues feel kind of lost at sea. It's water after all. And in water, you can float or you can drown. It all depends on how you handle it. Water flows and does not shrink from any plunge. It remains true to itself under any circumstances. And when we're true to ourselves, we do the work we are meant to do. This is the truth about the element of water. Water is gentle and soothing, and it can also rage and destroy. The power lies within and in its relationship to nature. Gravity, moon pull, rotation, slopes, mountains, rocks, craters, all these contribute to water's movement and impact it. Nothing can change water's essential nature. It always seeks its lowest point. Water and gravity are soulmates. You can put water in a square, in a round bowl, in a cylinder, in any shape you choose, and it will conform to and become that shape. Nothing can make water lose its essential nature. It's always water, no matter whether it is frozen, liquid, or gas. It never changes its essence, only its shape. Water is always H2O. This gua centers around your soul's purpose. It can be the beginning or the ending gua, depending on how you choose to look at your life. In this gua, we can follow Caroline Mace's theory that we all come into this world with a sacred contract. We have already decided the lessons we want to learn, and we have picked the people and situations in which to learn those lessons for the single, solitary purpose of soul advancement. Or, if you believe that the culmination of your life is the outcome of the soul's journey, you may want to put it at the end of your path as the final exclamation point of your incarnation. Or yet again, you may want to put it at the beginning. Either way works. It's all up to you. Go ahead and read the two links I've given you and just see what you think about what Carolyn Mace has to say about purpose, intention, and sacred contracts. In this gua, you will want to clearly state your intentions for your career. Your career is that which provides you the fulfillment of your purpose in life, your life's work. Let's not confuse job with career here. If they are one and the same for you, terrific. If not, they can be two different and separate things. However, congruency is always preferred. You will want to enhance your career area when you are making a change in your career or wanting to make a change in your life's work. If you're seeking a new life, direction, or path. If you want to volunteer and become more involved in community service work. If you are changing jobs or career. If you want to further the career that you're already in. If you want to enhance this qua, use the colors of black, dark navy blue, brown, maroon, charcoal, and gray. Add quotations, affirmations from sayings that relate to the career you want or that you want to improve. Add posters, paintings, photos, images or icons depicting flowing water, oceans, lakes, ponds, and waterfalls. Use asymmetrical or free-form objects and shapes. Use mirrors, glass, crystals, all representing the water element. Use items that personalize your journey and any positive associations you have with your career. Now the final gua that we come to is the center gua. This is the Tai Chi, the yin-yang, the ultimate focal point of balance and active interaction between seemingly opposing forces. There is a great debate as to where and how the symbol originated. Some attribute it to Lao Tzu, others to Confucius. Scholars claim that it dates back to the Tang dynasty, and there is conjecture that the first yin-yang was actually two fish upside down with each other, representing limitlessness and abundance, which were interconnected one to the other. No matter where it came from, the symbol speaks plenty in feng shui. Yin-yang are the colors from the two ends of the spectrum, one color containing all the vibrations of the full spectrum of color, that's white, and one containing none at all, that's black. We have both the full and the void, and yet their energies must interconnect for balance, because this principle is the balance of the opposites, and we follow that practice in every gua, but most carefully in the center gua. This represents our center. It is the center of our lives, of our souls, everything we are and wish to be in this incarnation. It's an important gua. If you balance nothing else in your home, balance this gua. The I Ching symbol is earth, and you will notice that it sits in the center of the Bagua chart, and it touches every single other gua that surrounds it. So there is an interrelationship between the center and each of the other guas in the Bagua chart. You will want to enhance the center when you want to harmonize and balance all the aspects of your life. If you desire to feel centered, if you want to connect to the one, the all, the source, the universe, if you want to strengthen your core, if you want to enhance your spirituality, you would enhance this gua by using the colors yellows, gold, and earth tones. Place in this gua items that represent your sacred space, internally and externally. Place here a yin-yang symbol, objects that remind you to stay centered. Select this as your quiet room or your meditation area. Decorate it with photos and pictures and artwork that depict balance and harmony. A circular fountain that flows in a circle and upward motion bridging heaven and earth. Diagram the areas of your life where you are seeking balance and leave them right here in this area. The Bagua chart is our feng shui key to creating balance and harmony. As we move through our home or our clients, we seek to balance each room by placing a presence of the five elements in each one. In the next module, we will concentrate on how to overlay and superimpose the Bagua map onto the blueprints or a sketch of the home, office, or space. Therein begins your work as a practitioner of feng shui, putting the principles to work in a given space. So please be sure you fully understand the Bagua chart before moving into the next module, number 6. Your homework for module 5 is to take a look at handout number 3. It is blank. You're going to have to fill in the 9 squares with the name of each square. Now please try to do this from memory. You can certainly look at something and copy them, but it is so much better if you study the Bagua chart, put it away, and then recall them from memory. It will help you in the long run. You can take as long a time as you want, but try to do this so you memorize that Bagua chart in your mind. The second assignment is to describe what the I Ching has to do with feng shui, in your own words. Third, finish this thought. Herb Stokely believes the I Ching to be, and you fill in the rest of that sentence. Then number 4 is also finish this sentence. The Bagua chart makes a great deal of sense to me because... And then write anything up to 100 or 200 words. And number 5, write 100 to 200 words how qi, yin yang, and the I Ching connect to feng shui. Number 6, thus far, what is your favorite part of learning about feng shui? Just go ahead and tell me. And on any of these tests, you are welcome to give feedback about the course, list any questions you have, or things that you'd like to cover in more detail and depth. Thank you very much. Good luck, and I'll see you on Module 6.